entered a plea. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A court appearance for a man accused of attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice.
Nicholas Roski entered a plea of not guilty before a federal magistrate in Maryland. He is charged with attempting to murder a justice of the United States. After traveling from California, he was arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home, armed with a gun, full magazines, spare ammunition, plus additional items. Roski reportedly told investigators he was upset about a leaked draft opinion that seemed to signal the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision that legalizes abortion. Roski could face life in prison if convicted by a jury at trial. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A federal judge has agreed to postpone a trial for the former leader of the Proud Boys and other members of the far-right group charged in the Capitol riot. The trial of Enrique Henry Tarrio and four others had been set to begin in August, but will now begin December 12th. Their attorneys had argued they couldn't get a fair trial so soon after the hearings by the House committee investigating the riot. President Biden pushing states, Congress, and energy companies to bring down the price of gas, proposing a federal gas tax holiday.
I call on the companies to pass this along, every penny of this 18-cent reduction to the consumers. There's no time now for profiteering.
The president says prices are up nearly $2 a gallon since Russia invaded Ukraine. A man who used his car to hit pedestrians in New York's Times Square in 2017 has been found not guilty due to mental illness. The jury affirmed an insanity defense for Richard Rojas. His defense attorney had argued Rojas was so mentally ill, he didn't know what he was doing. The attack killed one person and injured more than 20 others. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A U.S. service member is in custody in connection with an attack in a military base in Syria that left four U.S. troops hurt.
The airman is in custody in the United States, but the Air Force isn't saying where. The arrest is in relation to an attack in April on a small American military base in northeastern Syria called the Green Village. The Air Force has not given details about the incident and has not identified the person in custody. The New York Times reports that the airman, who is back in the U.S. after completing a tour of duty in Syria, is described by two U.S. military officials as an explosives expert. Military officials say the four service members who were hurt in the attack have been diagnosed with and treated for traumatic brain injuries and have returned to duty. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Scientists say climate change is a factor behind the devastating floods in Bangladesh and northeastern India, although the region is no stranger to flooding. It typically takes place later in the year when monsoon rains are well underway. This year's torrential rainfall started in March. It may take much longer to determine the extent to which climate change played a role in the floods, but scientists say that it has made the monsoon a seasonable change in weather, usually associated with strong rains, more variable over the past decades. Dozens have died and thousands are displaced in India and Bangladesh. A favorite food of kids and some adults is getting a new name.
Just about everybody calls it mac and cheese, and now Kraft Heinz will too. The food giant is changing the name of Kraft Macaroni and Cheese to Kraft Mac and Cheese. It's also updating the box with a blue background and the noodle smile. Victoria Lee, Kraft Mac and Cheese brand manager, says there's a familiar, craveable, positive comfort to Kraft Mac and Cheese that makes it so special and iconic to millions of people across the world.
Fox's Jenny Casola. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.